Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's an unpopular opinion that piercings and face tattoos destroy the beauty of modern women. Yes, they do. But we become increasingly conditioned to accept them. For example, when I see a woman without any tattoos, I think that she's close-minded and old-fashioned. If she doesn't have any body graffiti, and visually she looks kind of boring, and like she lacks detail on her skin. If they were at least good tattoos, I might say it was an improvement, but usually they're super tacky. Moving on is an image from Denver back in 2018, with a little girl saying that if Trump builds a wall, her generation will tear it down. She needs a man to work the dozer, of course. The female will do anything she can to bring more men into her country to increase her sexual options. Let's not pretend that open borders are anything but that. All I hear her saying is build a civilization and my generation will tear it down in the name of my diversity. Number three, what do you do if you show up to a restaurant and you see this sign at the door, telling you that unless you leave a minimum 25% tip, then don't order food? I would want to order food even more and leave no tip, as I barge out the door. But for the honest people out there, if they don't leave at least a 40%, the wait staff will probably call them cheap. If I order takeout, I'm not leaving a tip. Here's your typical cashier when you press no tip after all they did was spin the iPad around. Up next, the next time the demon rats tell you that there's no reason for you to own a boomstick, tell them that they just literally ended Peanut the Squirrel. I wonder how many votes he ended up getting for Trump, because people were pissed off that the demon rats ended a cute, lovable creature that wasn't hurting anyone. And of course, it was some Karen that complained about the critter and got him ended. Number five, this is how woke feminism ruins your country. One woke woman at a time. This Iranian woman took off her clothes to protest against strict hijab laws. The university claimed she was under severe mental distress and that she's going to get psychiatric help. The Sharia police probably took her to a re-education camp and she'll come back happy to put a burqa on, if you ask her in the future. My favorite part is that no one was looking at her or giving her any attention. Moving on, this guy realizes that as a man, you don't get unconditional love from women. The truth is that even if you're an attractive man, once you realize they don't actually love you unconditionally, you can never fall in love with the woman ever again. More men than ever are waking up to this fact, and the narrative can't shame men or use lies to make us unsee it. If you want unconditional love, get a dog. Or worship God. Maybe dog is spelled God backwards for a reason. Number seven, speaking of Peanut the Squirrel, here's Monica Keesler, who complained about Peanut and Fred and said she was worried that they had rabies, so the state came in and ended them. Karens love to complain. She was probably just jealous that a squirrel was making more money and getting more attention than her. Well, now she got more attention than she bargained for and had to lock down her Facebook and other social media accounts. Women really don't like men having fun now, do they? Up next, men make up 60% of the homeless population. Women most affected. Apparently female homeless ranks are growing and I guess we should only do something about the homeless problem now that women are increasingly unhoused, which is the new hip and sporty way to say homeless. I see that number getting to 50% or higher for women. We need to close the homeless gender gap. That means more men than ever are going their own way and refusing to bail women out of their bad financial decisions. Good. Number 9 is a 35-year-old mother of two wondering if she's worthy. Worthy of what with all those tattoos and septum ring? Working at Taco Bell, perhaps. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Most dudes would probably pass on her even for strictly recreational use. She looks to be tucking her tummy, most likely to hide her C-section scars. In her mind, she probably thinks she's wife material. Moving on, we have a woman woman-splaining to a man saying that no woman wants a man that does something negative. The guy says he doesn't care. Yes, more and more men have stopped caring about what women want. The rising female homeless numbers are definitely an indication of that. The irony is that that means men's attitude is probably going to translate to respect and therefore attraction. It's a shit test she wants him to stand up to her. Never believe what women say they want in a man. Stanover of Terminator Love Factory says he wishes he could get a sex robot that looked exactly like the one from Terminator 3. And if he did, he wouldn't need a woman anymore. Exactly. And it'll be over for women beyond just providing genetic material and surrogacy for men. Thinking about how quickly AI is developing, it's the bottom of the eighth inning for the gynocrats. Women want it all, and in the end, they'll get nothing. Up next, this guy's wondering if it's a good idea for his mother to invest 20 grand into physical gold. Gold looks to be topping out as shoeshine boys and grannies are buying it. Ordinary people only buy assets once it's safe to do so, and they're usually the so-called safe bets, when there's social proof of profits. They project recent gains well into the future. This guy's mother is probably going to be exit liquidity for guys like myself that were buying it at $800 an ounce and selling it to her for 3 to 4 times its value and what we paid for it. I'll probably also be selling my Bitcoin to her in 6 to 12 months from now. Number 13, this guy feels happy that his girl called him at 4 a.m. just to say I love you. In reality, she probably felt guilty for cheating on him, because after all, what was she doing up at 4 a.m. anyway? It was either that or she was drunk. I had girlfriends call me dozens of times while they were out with their friends while drunk, professing their drunken attractiveness to me. Who knows, they might have been cheating on me as well. I don't think that most women feel shame for cheating, though. Moving on is the question, do women select for intelligence? If they did, then why are guys with an IQ of 130 3 to 5 times less likely to have sex than the average man? The truth is, women select men first based on status, second based on looks, and third resources. That's why famous unattractive guys are often seen with hot women. Without status, looks can get you laid. If you only have money and resources, you'll get taken advantage of, and with nothing, you're invisible. Number 15, this Stop Oil activist has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for throwing soup at a $90 million Van Gogh painting. Apparently, the surface was protected. What's really going to bake your noodle is that the pink hair dye in her head is probably petroleum-based, as well as most likely hydrogen peroxide, which can lead to cancer. 2 years is a fair sentence then, but you know she's probably going to be out in only 6 months. Up next, these women are insane. After Margot Robbie gave birth to a boy, they want her baby to die because they think that if it's not a girl, that they lost. Are these the uncensored thoughts of the average woman, and are they finally showing us their true colors? Or is it just that the leftoid feminists hate boys, and especially white boys? Artificial wombs can't come soon enough. Then we won't have to listen to this craziness anymore. Number 17, people in Britain are being urged to eat less meat so the country hits net zero carbon use. The government climate change watchdog says that people have to cut their meat and dairy consumption by half by 2050 and replace it with plant-based products. And they'll hit close to those targets as inflation and wealth inequality continues. And the country goes broke paying for migrants. Here's what the average American looks like when he's told to cut his meat consumption by half. He doubles it. Moving on, before the election, someone said they would pop the champagne if Kamala won, and they'd open the Drano if Trump won. What's sad is that there's people out there that did stuff like this, like that liberal that took out his whole family and himself after Trump won. I didn't know you were supposed to refrigerate Drano, though. Only the most sophisticated liberal feminist women keep their Drano chilled. Rest in peace, Rick Riley. Number 19, this woman's rights campaigner was forced from a lesbian bar after a trans woman complained about her presence. A lesbian bar allowed a man to kick out a biological lesbian woman. The snake is finally eating itself. Women are invading male spaces and replacing us in them, and I think it's only fair that men do it too, even if it requires extra steps. Being that old traditional gay from 20 years ago is now socially unacceptable. Here's Homra being oppressed at a lesbian bar and deciding to take action. Up next, if you want to know who's behind promoting illegal migrants, this man is about to become the first guy to become the first immigration industry billionaire. He's the migrant hotel king. I wouldn't be surprised if he was paying people to charter boats full of immigrants into Europe and the UK. It would just be part of the cost of doing business and probably also a tax write-off. Here's a list of the top countries providing accommodations to refugees over the last 4 years. Number 21, apparently this is how the U.S. Army Recruitment Department, in its desperation, is trying to persuade late teens into signing up to die in foreign wars. Sure, this girl might be hot, but I don't think this is going to work anymore. If it does work, it's going to attract the dumb men, and they won't be very good on the battlefield. But why don't we send women like this to the front in our place? Tell them that they're going on a little desert vacation. Moving on, PewDiePie is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. and he's now entering his husband and father era living in Japan. His critics say that this reeks of Nazism. Yes, Japanese Nazis. But people are just jealous, and how long will it be before they try and end him? That's probably why Felix Rex moved to Japan in the first place. Why is the person criticizing him have Hebrew letters, as well as a communist sign and a trans flag in their profile? Are they trying to tell us something? Number 23, this is the first person to use this pod to end herself, but apparently it malfunctioned and she was still alive, so they had to do it the old-fashioned way by strangling her. Sounds safe and humane to me. They worked their way up from unborn babies to now fully grown adults. The next step will be to get rid of the people that cost society more than they benefit it, and eventually those that criticize it too. Didn't they already perfect this in the 1940s though? Here's how Canadian boomers will be going out in style in the next decade or two. Up next, this man lived his whole life without ever knowing what a woman looked like. He probably heard bad things about them and decided to go his own way. I bet his resting heart rate is only 30, the level of a pro tennis player, because he never had to deal with the stress that a woman creates in life. That's probably why he lived so long too. He was also lucky enough to never actually know the feeling of getting rejected by a woman. Number 25 and the last one, here's my favorite psychopath, Jenna Ortega. In case you're wondering what this is from, it's a music video called Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. It has a very Death Becomes Her vibe to it. And here I thought this was in the basement of the White House. Maybe they should get her to play the new Patrick Bateman for the remake of American Psycho. That would definitely make most teenage boys very happy. But they wouldn't be happy though, seeing that it's rated R and they couldn't even see it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.